Merrin pointed out the central crack that divided the red stones. There is no doubt that this is the weakest point in the length of the wall. It may be a sheer line. Certainly that seems the best point at which to begin the experiment, Taita agreed. There is no dearth of firewood. Most of the big trees that covered the slopes of the gorge had died when their water was dammed. Tell the men to begin. They watched them spread out through the forest. Soon the sound of their axes rang down the gorge and woke the echoes from the cliffs. Once the trees were felled, they used the horses to drag them to the base of the red wall. There they cut them into lengths, which they stacked against the wall of stone so that they formed a flue through which air would be drawn to fuel the flames. It took several days to set the gigantic mound of combustibles in place. In the meantime, Taita supervised the building of four separate shadoof wheels to raise the water from the lake to the top of the wall and spill it onto the reverse face to drench the rock once it was red hot. When all was in readiness, Merrin set fire to the stack of wood. The flames took hold and leapt upwards. In minutes, the entire pile of timber was a roaring conflagration. No man could stand within 100 yards of it without having the skin flayed from his flesh.